Hey, what's going on? It's your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. And if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Peace. Yo, man, it's your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. Practice session. Hey, man, I had a great day today, man. A lot of miracles happened today. You know? I mean, miracles, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I might talk about that shit, but I ain't even get on the mic to talk about that shit, my nigga. I got on the mic just to talk about this fucking chip I got on my shoulder. This nigga Mo got a chip on his shoulder, nigga. I just figured out what the fuck it is, man. Nigga, I'm driving back. I'm talking about from Victory, nigga. I swear to God, nigga, when I tell you the miracles, it was a lot of miracles that took place today, bro. But man, when I'm thinking about my uncle, nigga, I'm sitting, I didn't even talk to Jackie's husband. I didn't say, I greeted him, what's up them. I politically corrected that nigga, you feel me? But I didn't say shit to that nigga. And it dawned on me like, man, I ain't even talking to this nigga. And then I realized I ain't got shit to say to that nigga. I don't give a fuck about that nigga. Because when I needed that nigga didn't give a fuck about me. You know, I was around a lot of motherfuckers that threw me away today, dog. You know what I'm saying? Man, I went through a lot of shit emotionally today. Real talk. I was in a room full of niggas that threw me away. Shit. I mean, shit, G. G. That's what it is, man. I was in a room of motherfuckers that threw me away today, y'all. That's what it is. That's what it is, man. I was talking about how I didn't say shit to my uncle. That nigga Bo got a chip on his shoulder, nigga. That's what it is, dog. Nigga, my auntie threw me away. My auntie gave me a box of football cards. My auntie handed me about $1 million today, y'all. I'm serious. Like, man, when I say football cards, nigga, I'm talking about, nigga, I got a football card of Walter Pate, nigga. I got a football card of Joe Theismann, nigga. I got 3 Lawrence Taylors, nigga. I got 2 to 5 Marcus Allens, nigga. I got an Eric Dickerson, nigga. I'm talking about Carefree Curl Eric Dickerson in an L.A. Rams jersey with the goggles on, nigga. My auntie handed me about $1 million today, y'all. I ain't gonna lie to you. And if you try me, nigga, these paws is real, nigga. Let me eat, nigga. I earned that, nigga. You feel me? Don't hate on me, nigga. You mad? You ain't keep your foot. My auntie handed me $1 million today, nigga. I asked, I say, where my trophies at? That nigga Bo Morris wasn't playing, nigga. I got a chip on my shoulder. I said, where my trophies at, bitch? Where my trophies? Nigga, I'm talking about my trophies, nigga. I'm talking about my homecoming king trophy from CVS, nigga. I'm talking about my homecoming king from the University of Illinois, nigga. I'm talking about my University of Illinois player of the year plaque I got from the University of Illinois football team, nigga. I'm talking about my trophies, nigga. I don't know about y'all, homie, but I didn't get participation trophies, nigga. I won king trophies, nigga. I won section champion trophies, nigga. I got championship trophies, nigga. I looked in the eyes and said, where my trophies at? She gonna tell me, oh, you got them. I was like, no, I ain't got my trophies, G. Where my trophies at, nigga? I was in a room full of people that threw me away. Nigga, I looked across the table. I was sitting next to my one miracle. I was looking at another miracle, but that same miracle, nigga, threw me away, nigga. Away. Nigga, I can say, in the past 20 years, nigga, in my life, nigga, I made it completely on my own. None of the niggas in that room helped me make shit. I'm talking about the niggas that didn't come with me. I'm talking about the niggas that didn't come with me, nigga. I'm talking about the niggas that didn't come with me, nigga. I'm talking about the immediate family, all this, that, and the third, nigga. Threw me the fuck away, my niggas. Away. That's what it is. That nigga Mo Morris got a chip on his shoulder, G. Nigga, I'm talking about a room full of people, nigga, that had to pay respect. On the low, though. And see, that's the thing that fuck with me. Because I be like, man, you ain't had no problem shitting on me, nigga. You ain't had no problem throwing me away, nigga. And I'm still standing. And I'm a better man than I was when you left me, nigga. And matter of fact, nigga, I done passed you up. And you can't tip your cap to a nigga. Man, one miracle. Man, I saw my auntie today, nigga. She was all on me, nigga. She wanted to take pictures with me, nigga. Threw me the fuck away, nigga. For her nigga. The nigga I ain't talked to. Man, that's what it is. That nigga Mo Morris got a chip on his shoulder, nigga. I don't even know if you can describe. A chip on the shoulder is a fucking figure of speech. It's a slogan or whatever the fuck you want to call it, family. You know, I think it's so much more than a chip on my shoulder, man. These motherfuckers threw me away, nigga. Away. Was I perfect? Hell no. But you showed me a perfect motherfucking, praise God. Hey, man, I went through a lot in my motherfucking teenage years, nigga. I'm talking about a lot, nigga. I'm talking about shit that would have broke most niggas. I'm talking about shit, nigga, that would have landed most niggas in jail, nigga. I'm talking about destroyed life, nigga. Nigga, I was thrown away from my teenage years, nigga. I got thrown away in my teenage years, nigga. You know how many niggas get thrown away in their teenage years that are in jail right now, nigga? I'm talking about the same age I am right now for some shit they did as a teenager, nigga. Because they got thrown away, nigga. What? I'm talking you about real shit, nigga. I was in a room of motherfuckers that threw me away today, nigga. And that's the truth, God. Man, it was a beautiful day. Hear me, though. But I confronted bullshit today, nigga. I called bullshit bullshit in front of the bullshit of the day, nigga. I showed a nigga I had enough today, nigga. I had enough today, nigga. You understand me? I had enough today, nigga. Today was the day for me, nigga. I'm talking about Easter 2022, nigga. I ain't give a fuck. I had enough today, nigga. That nigga Mo Morris got a chip on his shoulder, nigga. Hey, man, I wasn't a piece of shit ass nigga, dog. You know, I went to church today, nigga. I went to a church today, nigga. I went to the church I grew up in, nigga. You understand me? Nigga, the pastor of that church. And I say, we got respect for each other. But that nigga ain't my friend. That motherfucker paid a tribute to me today, nigga. That nigga don't send me no Christmas card, nigga. That nigga ain't live. That nigga paid me a tribute. That nigga ain't shout out nobody else in that motherfucking church today, nigga. That nigga shouted me out, nigga. Shouted my mama out. Let them niggas know who the fuck I was, nigga. That man respect the fuck out of me, dog. Man, I wasn't no piece of shit ass nigga, dog. I did shit niggas ain't never did where the fuck I'm from, nigga. I'm talking about real shit, nigga. I'm talking about real shit, nigga. I'm talking about niggas holding their head up because they know me, nigga. Niggas get left the fuck alone because of me, nigga. I'm talking about my name reigns supreme, nigga. I'm talking about real shit. And I ain't never sold no dope, nigga. I ain't never had no gun in my hand, nigga. And niggas respect me to this day. Do you hear me, my nigga? I ain't just talking shit right here, nigga. I'm speaking the truth. I'm talking about from the street to the goddamn classroom, nigga. I done did it all, homie. So, man, if I'm in a room full of motherfuckers that threw me away, man, and these motherfuckers weren't supposed to throw me away, dawg. I'm talking about people who have responsibility to me, dawg. I'm talking about motherfuckers I done showed that I got your back, dawg. It's me and you, nigga, against the world, dawg. You ain't supposed to throw your back on, you ain't supposed to turn your back on me, nigga. Man, I was watching BMF. Hey, man, I got to say shout out 50 Cent, man. You know, I got to say shout out, man. You got to give a nigga they flowers, man. Man, that nigga 50, dawg. Do you remember when you met 50 Cent, G? Man, I remember when I learned about 50. You know, you want to know who introduced me to 50 Cent, dawg? Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott introduced me to 50 Cent. I'm going to take you back on this one, y'all. I'm going to take you back on this one, family. I'm talking about when Missy Elliott was losing all that weight. Remember when Missy first started losing that weight? They was like, man, Missy, what the hell you doing, girl? She was doing an interview live on the radio and shit, G. And they was like, goddamn, Missy, you losing that weight, girl. What the fuck is you doing? And that nigga Missy was like, man, I've been on that cardio, nigga. I be hitting that cardio. And she said, man, I be listening to that new 50 Cent album, nigga. Nigga, it's about who introduced you, nigga. Do you understand me? It's about who introduced you, nigga. And you can say whatever you want about Missy Elliott. You can say she weird. You can say she had a garbage bag on one of her videos. You can say what she ain't cute. She a dyke. You can say whatever you want to about Missy Elliott. But you know what else you got to say? Missy Elliott is a cold-ass artist, G. Missy Elliott is original, nigga. Her videos don't look like nobody else's. Her lyrics don't sound like nobody else's. Her beats don't sound like nobody else's. And she don't look like nobody else's. Missy Elliott got one of the most powerful compliments I ever heard in hip hop history. You know what somebody said about Missy Elliott? They said Missy Elliott went into the mansion of hip hop and built an entire different room in the mansion of hip hop. Missy Elliott went in, didn't walk into no other room that was already there, nigga. Missy Elliott created her own room in the mansion of hip hop. Now, if that ain't a goddamn compliment, y'all, I don't know what the hell is. And they ain't lying. When the first thing you heard out of Missy Elliott's mouth in hip hop was like, row, row. And then she started rhyming. That's the truth. Go check the record. Missy made some noise before she started rhyming. That's how she introduced herself to the hip-hop nation, to the world, my dude. You hear me? The woman rhyme, perform, dance, and she write for other artists. She wrote for Tweet, right? Southern Hummingbird. Man, Tweet album, that first album. Hey, man, this hood radio, yo, Tweet first album, man, I was standing in the park, my brother. I was being a wingman. Do you know what a wingman is? A wingman is the dude that go with the homie who met a sister, you know, so they come in and hang out. You know how the sisters be. They just met a brother. They want to see him, but they don't know if the brother crazy and shit. So they be like, you got a friend? Because I'm going to bring a friend. So the friend that comes with the main topic, the brother, that's called the wingman. Right. So cool. I was with my brother, Billy, man. He had met this sister. She brought a girl and shit. She looked all right. She looked all right. But hell, I was 20. You know, I would have cut her. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, we was out there getting to talk to and shit. You know, it was cool. It was at night. You know, my brother, he doing his thing. We whopping the bam. So, man, family, she had Tweet new album on, family. Man, I heard about three songs. Man, I just kept asking, who the hell is this performing? She was like, it's Tweet. Missy Elliott, she inspired that talent. She helped Tweet, family. She wrote for Tweet. She fucked with Tweet like that. So whatever Missy Elliott touches, family, is fire. Real talk. But yeah, man, today I was in a room of motherfuckers that threw me away, bros, sisters. I don't know if motherfuckers can relate to that, but that's a true story. That's a true story. I was in a room of motherfuckers that threw me away today, family. And hey, man, I ain't sitting up here looking for that. You know what I'm saying? But man, like I say, man, I had beef. You know, I realized something tonight, y'all. Real talk. I realized something tonight, man. Man, when I get tired, when I get tired, man, yo, man, when I get tired, family, and I don't really get physically tired, y'all. I can't say I get physically tired. I'm in pretty good goddamn shape. And I ain't, you know, trying to break my arm, pat myself on the back by no stretch of the imagination. But bros, I put that work in. And you gonna see it on me. I put that work in, bros. I put that work in, family. I put that work in. So physically, I'm getting a good grip on my physical. But I think it's mental, family. I grind hard, bros. I grind hard, right? So I'm finding out that as I exhaust, because I don't even say tired, I'm talking about exhausted, like tired. But like, I know how to press through that. But the price I pay for that is my mental, my gate goes down and darkness oozes into me. Because I got darkness at my gate, yo. I got darkness at my gate, and I ain't about to sit up here and act like that's the biggest fucking problem in the world, okay? Because I've been had darkness at my gate, nigga. It's just that now I have a gate. Say that shit, Mo Morris. Now I have a gate, nigga. The darkness just used to roam throughout me, nigga. And I used to have to fight the darkness off and all this other crazy ass shit. I'm talking about when I was immature, nigga. You know, when I had a little bit more leading of my dick in my life. You know? You know, when I was fucking 4-5 sisters. You know what I'm saying? When I ain't value myself and all that shit. And I felt my ego was important and shit. And, you know, I based my manhood based on my dick and all this other dumbass bullshit. This immature shit, this lack of maturity bullshit that I had to press through in my life. Man, shit. You know, I sit back, man. I look. I don't know, man. I look back at them times. I wasn't fucking with the church like that. That's when I stopped fucking with the church because I saw how full of shit my pops was. And I love my pops. I love my pops, homie. But my pops was on some bullshit. And I wasn't lying. I wasn't wrong. I just wasn't about to burn him because that man saved me. But that man, I walked away calmly. That's what I'm saying. Shit. Man, I can't blame Pops though. I'm a grown ass man. But I wasn't no grown ass man then, G. I wasn't no grown, like 25 to 27. Nigga, please. Nigga, please. I was running around this motherfucker talking about Jesus and shit. You know what I'm saying? Man, that shit just wasn't feeling right. Man, from like 25, nigga, to like, what? Yeah, shit, like 25 to 32. I mean, look at that, nigga. I went through my internship. I went through a lot of bullshit between 25 and 32, dawg. Shit. Like, I look back at my life now, I'm 47 years old. So 32 is 15 years ago, G. You know, like, going back to all these motherfuckers threw me the fuck away. Like, I look across the table, like, my auntie and my uncle, nigga, they were my auntie, my uncle, my mother, my daughters. They were all at my graduation from grad school, nigga. My mother, my uncle, my auntie, my daughters were all at my grad school graduation, nigga. My auntie, my uncle, My mother, all them motherfuckers threw me away, nigga. And I asked the question, for what? For what? Was I that bullshit? Y'all niggas, I see potential in niggas on the street, homie. I see potential in niggas that don't even see potential in theyself. Couldn't nobody motherfucking see no potential in me? I was the motherfucker to throw away, nigga. Man, like, I look at my mother, man. My mother was an abusive alcoholic, yo. Man, when I tell you, man, my mother beat the shit out of me. Niggas can't even imagine. You know, this ain't no situation where I laugh and keep the crying, nigga. I'm just saying, G, you couldn't imagine some of the shit that my mother said to me. You can't imagine. Man, I was terrified of my mother, yo. You know, and I ain't talking about that, man, shit. My mother beat my ass. Nah, man, I used to wonder would my mother kill me, nigga. You ever wondered if your mother would kill you? I'm not talking about, oh, man, I stole the car. I wonder if my mama gonna kill me. Nah, I'm talking about, man, I'm 8 years old, and my mother just told me, man, you make me sick. You know what? When you sleep tonight, I'm gonna bust you in the head with a hammer. You think I'm joking, nigga? No, that's a true story. And it happened for years. For years. My mother would get drunk, nigga. My mother was drunk talking to me like this, G. You know how many people are in jail right now for shit that they did when they was drunk? Do you know that? Do you know that motherfuckers wake up covered in blood? Do you know motherfuckers wake up handcuffed? Do you know that? Do you know that? So here it is, my mother would be drunk and she would look me in my eyes and tell me how much she hate me and I'm gonna kill you in your sleep. My mother was in the room tonight. My mother would get drunk like that, do all that shit. Then my mother stood her ass up in court right next to me and told the judge she didn't want me no more. Like, she didn't contribute to my dysfunction, nigga. And nigga, I wasn't breaking into stores and robbing shit like that. No. No. I ain't got no criminal youth background, nigga. No. No. My mother would call the police on me and tell them to take me away before she kills me. Yeah. Yeah. Nigga, I was supposed to end up in the system. My mother threw me away. Mary Morris caught me, nigga. My grandmother caught me. And my mother stopped talking to her because she caught me, nigga. Yeah. Yeah, my nigga. That happened. So then my auntie helped raise me with my grandmother. And at first, Jackie and I was just auntie and nephew. But Jackie and I transitioned into brother and sister. You hear me? I mean, me and Jackie was so down, my girl would come from U of I. When I graduated, I still had a chick that went to U of I. She would come up and spend the weekend with me at the house. Jackie would be like, hey, girl, what's up? Hey, girl. What? This how me and Jackie was, nigga. You hear me? You hear me? Man, for Jackie's birthday 1 year, nigga, I gave her $50 in her card, nigga. My auntie came to me. We was eating breakfast together. Me and Jackie would sit down and eat meals together. I'm talking about at the kitchen table. Because in my family, we ate at the kitchen table. I'm talking about my grandmother, my grandfather. We ate at the kitchen table together, nigga. You feel me? We ate at the kitchen table together, my nigga. We was sitting down eating breakfast at the kitchen table. And she was like, I really appreciate that $50 you gave me, David. She's like, but do you need that $50, man? Because I know right now you know. And I was like, Auntie, I said I did it because I love you. And I know sacrifice is part of love. But I was like, my nigga, if you willing to give it back to me, I sure will take it back. And she went right upstairs. Her room was upstairs. She went right upstairs, got that $50 and brought it right back to me. Nigga, that's who me and Jackie was, nigga. You feel me? That's who me and my auntie was, nigga. you know. Man, please. I ain't even got to go into her story. Just trust and believe. It's fucked up. It's betrayal. You know? But I also look at the situation with Jackie as God testing me a second time. See, I ain't gonna tell you Jackie business, but I tell you my business. See, man, when I was a teenager, dog, I beat the shit out my stepfather. My stepfather swung on me, nigga. And at this age, nigga, I was 15 years old, dog. And I was one of the top football players in the country. For damn sure, one of the top 10 football players in the city of Chicago, nigga. In between my sophomore going into my junior year, nigga. My junior year is what put me on the map, guys. My junior year put me on the map. Period. Period. By the time I got to my senior year, dog, I had passed my ACT. Every college in this bitch was recruiting me, dog. And that's the truth. Feel me? So, this man swung on me, dog, and I did not like my stepfather, G. My stepfather is the reason I got strong as fuck. Because when I was in the weight room, I would think about that bitch ass nigga and all the shit he would talk. Because that motherfucker said one time, we was in therapy, nigga. My pops, Pastor Jones, nigga, we was going to family therapy, dog. This motherfucker said in front of my mother and in front of my pops and to my face, he said to Pastor Jones, he said, well, you know, I try to, David, because I let the motherfucker know, because he would try to talk some shit, because he would get drunk with my mother, and my mother would fuck with me, and then he thought he could fuck with me. He thought he could talk shit about my pops, Eugene, and shit, who went blind. And this bitch ass nigga was a motherfucker my mother was cheating on my pops with. You feel me, nigga? So this bitch ass nigga gonna stand up in therapy and talk about how he could whoop my ass, but he just giving me a break because I'm a little boy. I said to myself, nigga, really? And nigga, I was at CVS, nigga. I had access to weights, nigga. Man, I turned myself into a savage. Just in case that nigga got froggy one day, I would be able to beat his motherfucking ass. So that day came and that bitch ass nigga swung on me. Man, I beat the shit out that dude. Do you understand me? I beat the shit out that man. I beat the shit out that man, dog. That man didn't want me back in his house because he knew he couldn't be the king of his house no more because I had already took the crown and I was a fucking teenager, nigga. I was stronger than that grown ass man as a teenager, nigga. These are facts, nigga. I didn't ask for that. My mother was a drunk. I went to that bitch ass nigga and I asked him for help, nigga. I said, sir, because I ain't gonna give you his name. I said, sir, man, my mother, you see my mother getting drunk. You see how my mother fucking with me. I said, man, will you help me? Will you calm her down? Will you make her stop fucking with me? You know what this bitch ass nigga said to me, dog? This bitch ass nigga said to me, well, I'm just glad she drinking in the house and not in public. I'm glad she drinking in the house and not in public. Nah, bitch ass nigga, you just glad, because this man was about 20 years older than my mother. So my mother was in her mid-30s. So this gump ass nigga was in his mid-50s. And he 40 years older than me. And I'm bigger than him, nigga. Man, please. You kidding me? I was probably about 5'10". You understand what I'm saying? Nigga, I gained 100 pounds between my freshman and sophomore year in high school. Now, it might have been between. No, yeah. Yeah. I got my growth spurt at CVS. Maybe right before CVS, but my growth spurt came in between my eighth grade year and my sophomore year, nigga. I gained 100 pounds, dog. I went from 130 to 230. Check the record. You feel me? So this bitch ass nigga, man, I would get in the weight room, nigga, and I would get ready for his ass. You understand me? So the night he swung on me, I smiled when that nigga swung on me, G. I know I did. I felt it. I was excited. I had prepared for the moment, nigga. You feel me? And when the moment came, I didn't run from it. I destroyed that motherfucker in front of his wife, my mother. That's a fact. Now, I had to go to court about that shit. That's when my mother stood up next to me and said she didn't want me no more. And the reason I was in that bullshit is because of her fucking drinking. And then she wanted to turn around and act like that was my fault when she had been beating my motherfucking ass. And I'm talking about my mama started drinking and beating my motherfucking ass in fourth grade, nigga. My mother had been beating my ass for 7 years, nigga. 6 years, nigga. Nigga, my skin was battle tested, nigga. My mind was battle tested, nigga. My mother was beating my ass for 6 years, nigga. I had asked everybody. I had asked my grandmother, Mary Morris. I asked everybody. So what Mary Morris would do, she would just let me stay over there at her crib. And my mother was like, that was some bullshit. So I gave you to her. Because my mother was beating the shit out of me for any and everything, G. Because my mother was drinking at night, yo. And when I say at night, dog, I mean every motherfucking night. Man. Yo. So Jackie and her husband was the second test. Because it went down the same way. But I got my shit and got the fuck up out of there that time. Because I could have beat the shit out of my Uncle Bill, dog. I was in my 20s. I was still playing ball, dog. I was still playing ball. I was still working out every motherfucking day. I was still a goon, nigga. But I ain't beat his ass. I passed that test. I passed that test. But you know why I got tested again? Because my auntie threw me away. I was in a room full of motherfuckers that threw me away. Man, I ain't never told you the story about the day my son was born. My son was born 29 years ago today. You feel me? Man, I was at the University of Illinois playing ball. I had a recruit in town, nigga, dude that was from Michigan. He had a car, dog. My son's grandmother called me and said, my son's mother was on the way to the hospital to have my son. I always told her, I'm going to be there when you have him. Nigga, I ain't have no car. I didn't live in Chicago. But I told her, I'm going to be there when you have him. Right? And my nigga, my son's grandmother called me. I looked this dude in the eyes from Michigan, my motherfucking recruit. I didn't even know this nigga. And I told the God, I said, look, God, I'm about to have my son, man. I need you to take me to Chicago, God. I'll break bread with you, whatever. The God took me to Chicago, waited on me. I had my son. I was there. And the nigga drove me back and I played in the spring game the next day, nigga. This a true story, nigga. This really happened, nigga. Man, when I walked through the door, and that was my son's great-grandmother that called me. When I walked through the hospital door, my son's grandmother fell in my arms. You know what she said to me? She said, you said you was going to be here. What? Nigga, I was 19 motherfucking years old, nigga. I was 19 motherfucking years old, nigga. I was 19 motherfucking years old, nigga. I was still a goddamn teenage nigga and had two motherfucking kids, nigga. The fuck you talking about, nigga? You talking about tough times, nigga? You talking about a hard life, nigga? You talking about self-inflicted wounds, nigga? Man, I loved motherfucking Danina. Don't get this shit twisted. Man, me and that girl started dating in our junior year, nigga. That was my junior prom date, my senior prom date, whatever fucking date it was. She was my motherfucking date, nigga. What? She stepped to me, nigga. I ain't stepped to her. She stepped to me, nigga. She chose me, nigga. Had my baby, nigga. Wanted to have my baby. Tried to get pregnant. She tried to get pregnant prom night. And I wasn't on that shit. I'm trying to go to motherfucking college, bitch, and go to the league. You know what I'm saying? We can have all the motherfucking babies we want. What the fuck is you trying to get pregnant on prom night for, bitch? Damn. I mean, this is a true story. Telling me how she was ready to have a baby with me. And God damn, bitch, it's too much R. Kelly going on around this motherfucker, bitch. Bitch, I don't got half on the baby. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? Man, I was bringing my ass home, man. What the fuck? Nigga, I came home, man. My son was born, man. I went home every motherfucking weekend in the summertime. The first year he was born, nigga. And then the next year, nigga. So that the traveling back and forth kicked my ass. But I did it. I just said, you know what? I'm going home for the summer. I'm going for the summer, nigga. It was the summer of 93, God. I said, I'm going home, yo. I'm going home for the summer, man. Yeah, 93, summer 93. I said, man, I'm going home, man. Man, shit. The motherfucking University of Illinois coaches was calling everywhere. My church, my grandmama, putting pressure on motherfuckers to put pressure on me to come back to school. They were scared for me to be in Chicago. They didn't give a fuck about me being a father, nigga. I was their property, nigga. I was a top-notch athlete, nigga, but I was a father. Didn't nobody give a fuck about me, man. You understand me? Didn't nobody give a fuck about me? I told the motherfucking University of Illinois, I told every motherfucking coach in the game, I said, look, man, I'll sign with you, dog, but at that time, your parent had to sign your scholarship. Man, you know how many coaches called my mama to ask, would she sign my scholarship? And she said, man, I wish him luck, but no. My mother was telling D1 colleges, nigga, that she would not sign my scholarship, nigga. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? This happened, nigga. This is a true story. My mother did this, G. After kicking me out, after being an abusive alcoholic for over 6 years. That bitch was snapping on me at least once a week. And that bitch got mad because I snapped once. I'm talking about once a week for 6 years. Could you imagine knowing you're going to get your ass whooped, but not knowing what was going to lead you get your ass whooped or when it was going to happen? But you knew you was going to get the shit beat out of you. That was my life, nigga. I'm laughing because it's unbelievable. I'm sitting here right now, G. It's unbelievable. This is how I know God is real, nigga. This is how I know praying is real, nigga. Because I ain't do nothing for God to bless me and save me and give me grace, nigga. Nigga, please. I was fucking. You understand me, nigga? Nigga, I started fucking at 12, nigga. I was fucking. Nigga, I was fucking, man. I was fucking, nigga. I was fucking. You know, I don't want to get too graphic on life right now, nigga. You understand me? I was looking at my older daughter today, nigga. I was thinking about... I ain't gonna even say that shit. But I was just thinking about where she was conceived at. You understand me? How wild I was, man. Man, I was out my motherfucking body. I was fucking. That was my biggest thing, nigga. That's why I wasn't game banging and all that, nigga. I was getting some pussy. You know? I don't want to hear that bullshit, nigga. Nigga, I was procreating, not nigga. At least I was procreating, not killing niggas. You understand me? Nigga, I was balling, I was studying, and I was fucking. You know what I'm saying? I was balling, training, doing my homework, going to church, trying to be the best kid I could to my grandmama, but I was getting me some pussy, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I was fucking wild, man. Wild. So, man, fuck this shit. Man, loved Nina, man. Loved her. Loved her. And all these motherfuckers threw me away. I was in a room of motherfuckers that threw me away today, y'all. And Mo Morris got a chip on his shoulder, nigga. You know? And man, what I got to do, man, is these individuals are not going anywhere. They're not. the situations that happen to us, they got to go somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You know, the situations in it, they got to go somewhere. You know, I ain't saying, you know, I don't believe in that, you know, oh, throw it into the sea of forgiveness. Look, nigga, I ain't God. You know what I'm saying? Shit. No. Fuck that. If I can take that shit off, then goddammit, I need to be an immortal then. You know what I mean? Fuck this shit. You know, fuck this shit. Nigga, if I gotta forgive a motherfucker just doing some unnecessary fuck shit to me, if I gotta forgive that shit and move on like it didn't happen, nigga, then nigga, I need to become an immortal. Nigga, I need to know I'm living forever. And you know what that's gonna do for me? I'll be able to forgive that motherfucker because I'll be able to piss on his goddamn his or her gravestone. Cause I know I'm gonna outlive their ass, and motherfucker, I'm gonna spit on your ass in your motherfucking casket, nigga. You know, that's all I'm saying. If somebody can treat me like shit and I gotta forgive them and act like it didn't happen, nigga, I'm talking about you had to wipe the shit stain off, you had to put the shirt in the cleaners, didn't nobody have five on it, you know, you got the shirt back, but you always looked at the area on the shirt and remember where the shit stain was. I mean, you know what I mean? It's wild, man, it's wild. And you still gotta wear the shirt. So now you wear the shirt when you cleaning up the garage and shit. Like, you got to keep the shirt on, but you refuse to wear the shirt in public because the shirt has shit on it. But you still got to wear it, right? Right? Man, fuck that shit, family. Hell no. Nah. Hell no. Nah. I ain't built like that. I ain't built like that. I ain't built like that, family. I ain't built like that. I ain't built like that. So, yeah, man. I was in a room of motherfuckers that threw me away today, man. And I got to learn how these people ain't going nowhere. I'm going to see my Auntie Jackie. I'm going to see her husband, Bill. Eventually, I'm going to meet their daughter, my cousin, who I don't even know her fucking name. You know. And I mean, I must say, I got a chip on my shoulder. You know, I got a chip on my shoulder. And man, when you cross me, man, I don't bring beef. I don't bring beef. I try not to bring beef. I don't act like, you know, I don't bring beef. Not to motherfuckers I love, dog. Now, if we in the street, you a broad, you know, bitch, I'm gonna stick some dick in your mouth and praise God. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I ain't stealing from no nigga, and, you know, I ain't putting my mouth on a nigga. You ain't no nigga ever came up to me and be like, yeah, boy, I heard you said woo wop the bam. And if they did, nigga, I said, yeah, and I said, and it's true, nigga. And it's true. And I've been waiting. I'm glad you here now, so I'll tell you. I think anybody that knows me, that's why niggas don't like me. That's another thing I gotta realize. Since I'm gonna cut it clean with motherfuckers, niggas don't wanna be around nobody that cut it clean. I cut it clean, nigga. You can cut it clean with me. But, like I say, nigga, it normally ain't me. I'm too simple to cause problems. I said it. I'm too simple to cause. I'm too basic to cause problems. I'm too basic. I'm really a basic dude, dog. I just have an extreme confidence. And I have an extreme work ethic. That's all. But I'm really basic, nigga. You know, I don't like pound cake. I like to eat pecan and apple pie and shit like that. You know, I fuck with a pie. Like, for my birthday cake, I don't want a birthday cake. I want a pecan pie. I mean, in a big one. Or a big apple pie, some shit like that. And maybe some ice cream. You know, I'm different on that type of shit. But as far as loyalty goes and, you know, being straight up and down and, you know, I ain't gonna fuck your girl if you my boy. And, you know, I ain't gonna steal from you like I said before. You know, I don't do bitch ass nigga shit because I'm not a bitch ass nigga. So you don't have bitch ass nigga problems with me. If I got a problem with you, I'll let you know. If I love you, I'll try to work through it and fight through some things with you. And that's the thing about it, man. I think it's because how I'm cut. I am the child of an alcoholic. So I know how to overperform and try to supple and dance and love you. And, you know, That's what I do when I love you. I go out of my way. I exhaust myself. Because it's never enough. Because I got to constantly show you that I'm worthy of you. You know, I got to constantly show you my best effort so you don't beat my motherfucking ass. That's my mindset. Because I had to give my best effort all the goddamn time. Imagine my mother going up to my school every Monday and talking to my teachers. Yeah, nigga, I wanted to be a good student, but at the same time, I didn't want my mother to kill me. Because I thought my mother would kill me if she heard a bad report at school. Shit. You know, I'm just asking for the knife, ain't I? I'm just asking for the motherfucking hammer, ain't I? I mean, I'm gonna start acting a fool at school when I know the woman who at home that drink at any moment and can either crack jokes or crack me upside my head. You think I'm acting a fool in school? I was in a room full of people who threw me away today. And I gotta find out how to navigate this shit, man. I gotta find out how to navigate this shit, man. But at least I see it, though. You know, I saw and I saw the fatigue, man. I saw the fatigue. But I just got a chip on my shoulder. I don't even know if this really is fatigue. Is it? Or, hey, man, I think I need to shut the fuck up. Like, I think, like, this microphone has to become my therapy. And I'm not saying, I'm not putting nothing like what I just said right here, right now on the airways. But what I've been doing, you know, I did it a couple of times before, and I might need to start doing this shit again. Man, I just start speaking into this motherfucker and play it back and just hear my thoughts and shit. So, because I got to learn how to navigate through this shit. I don't like being around people that fuck me over. If you threw me away, nigga, fuck you. You know, so like if Jackie invite me to the barbecue, what I'm gonna say? I'm gonna lean towards no. And this is why. I ain't cool with you like that, Jackie. I love you. You my auntie. If you was in dire straits, I got your back. You know what I'm saying? You ain't alone in this world. I got you. But we don't fuck with each other like that, G. We don't fuck with each other like that. You don't fuck with me like that, my nigga. You don't get down with me like that. You love me. I'm your nephew. Praise God. But, man, you made your choice. And it's cool. So live with that shit. Because I got to live with it. I've had to live with it. And we're going to continue living that way. Yeah. 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 You know. The thing that's going to change is we're going to see each other, take a picture with each other, and praise God. But we're going to keep living the way we've been living. Yeah. I don't need to meet your daughter. Nah. You ain't been wanting me to meet your daughter. Yeah. If I meet her, I meet her. If I don't, I'm not going to make no effort to meet her. It's all love, man. It's all love. But we're going to keep living the way we've been living. I'm good with that. Right on. Right on. So, yeah, man. Great ass power session, man. I really like these practice sessions. I want to call them power, but these practice sessions, I really like these motherfuckers, man. This is what's up. I did this in the beginning when I started and shit. And it's just good to get to be here. This is love. All right, family. It's your man, Mo Morris, man. And practice session. Peace. What up, Chicago?